As Election Day draws near, we're checking in each week on political ads and ad spending with Dave Leventhal, senior political reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Over the past week, Leventhal says political ads have turned negative. He joins me now with more. Welcome back.
Great to be with you.
The idea that ads have now turned negative is kind of interesting because I imagine a lot of people think they had already been negative up to this point. Did they actually get more negative over the past week or so than they had been before?
Believe it or not, they have gotten more negative, not only in New Hampshire, but across the country. The week before last, they were pretty darn negative. About 7 out of 10 ads that were up in various U.S. Senate races had at least some sort of negative content. Some were overtly negative. Others were kind of contrasty, and perhaps they'd say something nice about the candidate sponsoring them or about the candidate that was being supported, and then something nasty about the opposing candidate. But very few were positive. Well, it got even worse this week. If you're talking about the negativity of Senate races in general, it's about as bad as it's gotten all year. And in a state like New Hampshire, things are just getting as ugly as almost impossibly can get. New Hampshire is fast becoming the snake pit of Senate races. Only about 8% of the ads, television ads that were up on television over the past week had a positive tone to them. Everything else that was up on WMUR and the Boston stations, it was all very, very negative. This was coming from outside political organizations, groups that are either supporting or opposing Gene Shaheen or Scott Brown, but mainly from the candidates themselves.
And that's interesting because you could imagine a scenario where the outside groups play the role of the bad cop doing all of the negative work, the attacks, and the candidates position themselves as above the fray and say, I'm just going to talk about my ideas and stay positive. But that doesn't seem to be the case.
Both of them were getting ugly, both the candidates and the outside groups. There were a couple of exceptions, the most notable one being a group called the Council for American Job Growth that's supporting Scott Brown. It had several dozen ads that went up on TV that were positive, that were putting Scott Brown in a positive light and focusing on why they think he's a good candidate as opposed to focusing on why Gene Shaheen is a bad candidate. But that really is the exception to the rule. Overall, there were about 1,600 ads, Brady, that were up on TV in the past week in the New Hampshire Senate race, and effectively 9 out of 10 had some sort of negative message to them.
Politico is reporting today that Gene Shaheen has stopped running an ad she had been using that attacks Scott Brown on women's issues and is now playing a positive one. Can we read anything into that decision, especially given that the GOP had been calling on Shaheen to pull that attack ad entirely?
It is possible that you can get too negative, and particularly in a close race, and this still remains a fairly close race, you have the possibility, if you get too negative or your ads cross a perceived line of appropriateness, of turning people off, of angering not only people who may be undecided in who to vote for, but even turning off some of the people who are your own supporters, who may be scratching their heads wondering, well, why is the candidate who I like just getting so mean, so nasty, so negative? That is a risk that you run when you kind of play in the mud as much as candidates have been playing in the mud in New Hampshire and elsewhere.
But that doesn't mean we should expect that all ads will get positive as we get close to Election Day.
Absolutely not. Negativity is used because negativity often works. Do not expect, as a New Hampshire voter, that things are going to get sunny and cheery and happy anytime soon. We are running out of time here. There are only a couple of weeks left before Election Day. Many of the ads are already booked. Of course, candidates and outside groups have the ability and the potential to pull them down or change their buys. But what is locked and loaded right now is pretty much locked and loaded.
That's Dave Leventhal, senior political reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Thanks again.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you.